My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning as much as we can about the ins and outs of health and nutrition is more important than I think ever before, because now we are privy to a lot of the things that at one time were hitting us in the geriatric years, but now they're hitting us much younger. Why? Well, I think it has to do with lifestyle. I think it has to do with the way we eat, the way we process negativity, bad diets, inactivity, high levels of stress, no sleep, you know, and not really thinking about the proactive way of staying healthy, and maybe only doing something when it becomes such an issue that you have no choice. And I think we're paying the price for it. So I think we need to all start, you know, focusing a little bit more on our health. It's not like we have to change everything in one day. But I think we do need to make sure that we're at least focusing on things and being aware of the changes that are going on within our health. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about the relevant topics. The things that have to do with today's health, the things that might remind us of things we should be doing, and maybe at the same time, things that we should be focusing on. I think many times we have a tendency to, you know, like I said, only have that focus when it's really disrupting our life and our routines. And, you know, we are really into our routines and our life and our work and our habits. And when, you know, bad health, you know, kind of throws an iron in the fire, you know, I guarantee you that people actually have to think about whether or not it's important enough to go get some focus and some attention in that area. And I think we sometimes create mountains out of molehills because we wait so long that a small problem ends up being a major problem. So once again, it does come back to focus. It does come back to maybe spending a little bit more time on a one-on-one on yourself, and maybe a little bit of a, you know, just taking a little personal time to see where you are. You know, have you gone in for a checkup in the last year? Have you gone into the dentist in the last year? Are you, you know, getting blood work done every year, year and a half to 2 years? You know, have you gone in for a colonoscopy? Are you over 50? Are you doing things that are preventively going to give you a better chance at a better, healthier, longer life? And those are things that only we have to have the conversation with ourselves. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because I think they're an intricate part of your healthy journey. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They are also in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They have great longevity and the knowledge and the education and the expertise and the passion of the people that work at this store make it the place to go when you are trying to get healthy, to be healthy, to stay healthy, to stay on that healthy journey with great guidance and amazing support, other than just guessing along the way. I think we all have a tendency to kind of, you know, do a little bit of something because it's better than doing nothing. But with a little bit more effort, you could be doing something that is perfectly the way you should be heading. You know, I spoke with someone the other day and she has decided she was just going to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that along the way. And she went in for a physical and she found out that she made absolutely no difference at all. And she thought she was heading in a healthy direction. And I sent her, I said, just go over to Stay Healthy, talk with them, you know, find out if you're even heading in the right direction. She found out she wasn't heading in the right direction. You know, she was going in a completely different area, although good area, but not where she needed to focus. And, you know, she just didn't really take the time. And she said, I'm guilty. I didn't take the time to ask questions. I didn't take the time to do my homework. And at least now I feel better that I'm heading in a better direction. And I can already notice a difference. And it's only been a short period of time. You know, so, and that's really important to be able to work with people that can give you that information. Because what does it come down to? Information, education, motivation. If you'll be more motivated if you had some education and some information that started leading you in the right direction and you saw a change, that's one of the most motivating things you can do. So make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store, a fully packed store with the best of the best, great prices, and that amazing personal service in a full service environment. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address and start getting newsletters, coupons, and all that good stuff. And make sure to read the industry articles right there on the homepage. And of course, don't forget to like them on Facebook as well. Their daily posts are great. They're educational, they're humorous, they're relevant, and that's all good stuff. So go to their Facebook page, give them a thumbs up. Well, today we're going to be talking about, well, a little bit of everything. This is one of my favorite shows, is doing Q&A. I've learned over the years that when someone has a good question or a question, I know that a lot of other people, because they've told me, they'll say, you know what, you got that question this morning. I've always wondered about that, but I never took the time to write it down. So I enjoy being able to do Q&As because we can hit a whole bunch of topics. So let's see how many different topics we can hit in this show today. All righty. First question. It says, Jeff, I'm a vegetarian, have been for 30 years. I'm noticing, of course, a dramatic difference in the quality of the food that we are consuming. A friend of mine got me a container of greens from Stay Healthy. I do now take a whole food multiple vitamin. I do take flax oil. I do take some probiotics. I had to bring them in because I do rotating antibiotics for a gastric problem. So I had to bring in some probiotics. So I've had to make a couple adjustments, and I actually have brought fish back into my diet because my body has changed over the last 10 years. My question is, even though I eat a lot of greens and they're all organic, I really like the way I feel with this greens powder. I mix it with organic apple juice in the morning every day. I really like the flavor of it. Is it too many greens for me? It's a good question, but absolutely not. The wonderful thing about using a greens powder is that you get the concentrated part and the best parts of the greens. You get all of that rich chlorophyll and all of those antioxidants and natural probiotics and enzymes and all those parts of the greens that are there to build and rebuild and sustain energy and healthy blood and healthy cells and all that good stuff. It's like pure nutrition in your drink. When you eat your vegetables, you get a good amount of nutrition. Obviously, we don't get what we used to get, whether they're organic or not, because they're still grown in soil that is very, very eroded. But you do get the fiber. They do keep you full. They are zero calorie. They're a very rich, concentrated food. So no, I don't think it's an issue at all. I think it's wonderful. I'm hearing from more and more of my vegetarian friends that have, like yourself, been vegetarians for decades and never took any supplements, but today are now taking an array of supplements because they know that the quality of the food today has changed dramatically. So I think you're in the majority now of both vegans and vegetarians. And isn't it nice that you have quality multiple vitamins, whole food multiple vitamins, vegetarian, vegan vitamins to choose from, and that you have great choices because, you know, your category has gotten, you know, quite extended, quite large, where, you know, years ago you really didn't have much to choose from, but you do today. So I'm really glad that you've taken the time to, you know, make some changes on your side, and I think you're going to be able to notice a better difference. And yes, continue with everything that you're doing, because you're filling all the gaps, the cracks, and the crevices that are created even when you're trying to do all the right things in exactly the right way. Great question. Thank you. Jeff, I'm hearing a lot about CBD. Is it safe? The reason I ask is I am someone who has never done any marijuana products. I think they're fine if it's something you choose to do, but I do not want anything like that in my system because my system's very sensitive. I also had a very bad addictive problem years and years and years ago with opioids, which I kicked and got over. I don't drink. I don't do any of those things any longer. So my question is, I don't want anything that changes the state of my mind. Now, my mother is using CBD, my brother, my wife, my kids, everybody I know is using it, and I've held back. My question is, I understand the difference between when they talk about isolates and they talk about full spectrum. I'm one of those people, and I know you've talked about this before, that getting all the benefits from your plants are very important rather than just getting one part of the plant. I agree 100%. My question is the hallucinogenic factors. Now, I know that there are people out there that go to these dispensaries. I'm here in Las Vegas, so I have friends that go to dispensaries, and they get some kind of a, they're called their liquid stuff there, but it has a very high THC, and they actually get hallucinogenic and their psychoactive effects, which I don't want. If I was to go to Stay Healthy and get the CBD that's there, you know, where would I draw the line as far as the psychoactive effects? Well, first of all, you know, I'm fine with you asking all the questions because these are very important questions on a topic that's gotten very, very busy and very active and very hot. First of all, keep in mind that although marijuana and hemp come from the same genus, they are different plants and they are cultivated, they are grown and processed. Everything is done differently. Where marijuana is grown to have high THC and low CBD, industrialized hemp is grown to have very low to no THC and very high levels of CBD. The thing about using a CBD product is that CBD gives you the benefit of all the terpenes and the antioxidants, but all of those things together only if it's a full spectrum, which is the way that I believe that we should do it. I'm not a big advocate of the isolates, because the isolates, I feel like you have 10 kids and you brought one kid to dinner. You know, I like the idea of being able to use a plant in its full capacity, the way that Mother Nature intended it to be utilized, with all of the benefits coming together. And that's why full spectrum to me is important. I personally use full spectrum. I like the way that it works for me. There is virtually no way you could ever have psychoactive effects with hemp. If you're getting a full, in what I would call industrialized hemp, following the guidelines of the Farm Bill of 2018, meaning less than 0.3% THC, which is the legal limit that you can have in there and stay legal, you're not going to have any psychoactive effects. It just doesn't happen in that low level. Now, the thing about it is, you know, people want that psychoactive effect, they can get it. They can go to their dispensary and they can do that. The rest of us want the benefits of the CBD. We want all of the things that it does for our body and our well-being and our endocannabinoid system and how it leans us closer to this wonderful balancing effect called homeostasis. I think you would be perfectly fine. You definitely can share it with your medical practitioner, of course, but I think they, if they're up to date and relevant as to CBD, will agree 100%. It is not going to be a psychoactive. There's plenty of that out there if you want it. But if you're looking for that with CBD, you're going to be very disappointed because it's not going to give you that effect. It's there for the benefit. It's there for the good things that it can do. And if it's full spectrum, it's bringing everybody to the table. And I just think that's really important. So I hope that helps. There's great products to choose from at Stay Healthy. There is an organic tincture now that's available from Barleen's. They have a organic tincture with some added in terpenes to really fill out the product. There's a brand new one. I talked about it the other day. The Barleen's Emulsion, the Seriously Delicious. This is a chocolate mint flavor, and you take it right off the spoon. And I will tell you, I'm not a chocolate person. You know, a lot of people crave chocolate. I'd rather have a bowl of Brussels sprouts. That's just me. I know it's weird. But this is delicious. And it was being sampled at the expo, and people were really enjoying it because it literally is and tastes like a thin mint, a chocolate mint, something you would take after dinner. And it's an amazingly delicious. And one level teaspoon is 25 milligrams of full spectrum CBD. Now, some people will use a half a teaspoon. Some people use a full teaspoon. You'll figure out your level that works the best for you. Listen to your body and find your comfort zone. And that's the best advice I can give. But let's say you're not looking for a capsule. Let's say you're not looking for a tincture. Let's say that you want something that's different. And using something emulsified is going to take you to a brand new level of something new and more digestible and more absorbable and all that good stuff. You'll love it right off the spoon. It's absolutely delicious. I hope that helped. Okay, let me see. Dear Jeff, I had some work done on my face in Beverly Hills about 2 months ago, and my doctor gave me the speech that although things look good now, if I don't take care of it, I'll end up exactly where I was in a few years. So I'm now hydrating my face really well. I have two great oils at home that I've used on parts of the body, and I've never used it consistently. I have the squalane oil, and I have the argan oil, and I'm trying to figure out which one would be better to be able to use on my face. Any suggestions? Yeah, absolutely. Both. I would use the squalane oil in the morning after your shower because it penetrates so quickly and you can apply your makeup and stuff soon after. It leaves nothing greasy and really penetrates deep into the skin. The argan oil is thicker. Moroccan argan oil is wonderful and it's just beautiful for the skin. If I applied anything at night, I would apply the argan at night because it's a little thicker. And get the benefit while you're sleeping. So I say someone really trying to focus on their skin, their face, and you know, you've had some work done, you want to protect your investment, I would say the squalane oil in the morning and the argan, Moroccan argan oil at night. Now, Stay Healthy has them both, and they have really good quality on both of them. So I would definitely say that would be a... That would be, you know, really protecting your skin. And I think that your body and your skin would really, really relish in the moisturizing effects of both of those oils. So hope that helps for you. Let me see. Dear Jeff, I'm wondering whether I'm doing something wrong or right because it feels right, so I want to make sure that it's okay. I started having a smoothie every morning. I have a quality protein I get from Marge at Stay Healthy. I also add to that some yogurt. I add ice cubes and fruit. And I started adding in a tablespoon of chia, a tablespoon of the Fortiflax, and a tablespoon of psyllium. And I add it every single time I have my smoothie. I've had bowel problems for a long time. Doing this every day, now eating a lot of vegetables and getting away from all of the food that kind of glued me shut over the years, white bread, white pasta, white rice, bakery, crackers, tortillas, all the things that I ate a lot of, I don't eat anymore. And since I added the shake in the morning, my stools are absolutely incredible. Is it too much fiber? How would I know? And can I continue doing it? Because for the first time, I'm having two bowel movements a day, and it's been decades since I've had that, and I feel great. No, you were not having too much at all. You have to remember that we come from a time, you know, 75 to 100 years ago, when people had anywhere from 50, 60, 80, 100 grams of fiber a day. And we have an average today of about 10, 12, maybe 15 grams. It's no wonder we're constipated and bloated and we have sloppy stools and takes forever to wipe after a bowel movement because there's no fiber to absorb that moisture. You know, somebody said to me the other day, I started eating this diet high in fiber. And when I have a bowel movement, it takes very little toilet paper. I said, that's because you have fiber. I said, fiber is moving everything out. It's not messy. It's not smeary. You don't have to use a whole roll of toilet paper because you have fiber. That's what fiber does. It forms beautiful stools. But we don't have it. And what has happened? We have terrible digestion. We have terrible elimination. We have gas and bloating and heartburn. We have distension of our guts sticking out because our colons are basically full of waste. We don't eliminate the waste material like we should. We're always hungry because we eat food that has no fiber to keep us full. So Do I think that there's a, I don't think it's a problem at all. I would love nothing more than have people eating quality fiber, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 grams of fiber a day. Can you imagine how healthy people would be, how healthy their bowel habits would be, how less bloated they would be as well if they were eating fiber and they wouldn't be hungry all the time. So I'm a huge advocate of bringing fiber in the diet. So if you're doing okay with this and it's moving you well and not being overly gassy, I wouldn't change a thing. And I'm so glad you brought in a lot of vegetables because that smoothie is above and beyond a lot of fiber in the diet, not instead of. So I hope that you will continue doing what you're doing. My goodness, it's a great idea. You know, some people think that it's just too much fiber, but let me tell you, no way. I think it's great. Oh, let me see. Dear Jeff, I was listening to your show before I left town about close to a month ago, and you were doing a show on allergies, and you were talking about the Las Vegas allergy product. I've been gone for 3.5 weeks. I got back 2 days ago, and oh my goodness, I'm dying. I'm allergic to everything that's blooming, and everything that hasn't even started to bloom yet is going to kill me as well. I had to run to the drugstore at night to get something because I absolutely could not stand myself. I was runny nose, itchy eyes, congestion, coughing, sneezing. It was just a mess, and I have to work. So I'm going to go get the Las Vegas mix if you think it's not too late to get started. I understand it's a homeopathic formula, and I understand that it builds up our resistance to the things that we have problems with that were actually causing the allergens in the first place. I'm not sure if it's too late right now, but I'd like to go get it. My friends use it, and I wish I would have done some of it before I came back, but I was on my way out of town when I heard your show that day as a reminder. No, it's not too late. I have people that use Las Vegas mix all year long because they have terrible sensitivities to the things that grow here, the topography and the valley. No, it's not too late because right now we're dealing with mulberries and the beginning of olive trees. We've still got cypress trees, juniper trees. We've got pine trees. We've got Bermuda grass. We've got a lot of different things that are just starting to pollinate. So no, you're right in the midst of it. So no, it's not too late. And remember with the Las Vegas mix, you put your dosage under the tongue, you hold it for 2 or 3 minutes, and then you swallow. And it is homeopathic, so it absorbs very quickly. Doesn't really have much taste at all. Just kind of tastes like an old juice. That's the only way I can describe it. A lot of us use it in the spring. I use much more of it in the fall. My fall allergies are the worst, and I get those right before it goes into flu and cold season, so I have to amp everything up, because if I get a weak immune system that time, I'll fall right into flu and cold season. So I think it's a great product. You can use it up to 2, 3, 4 times a day. It's homeopathic. It's perfectly safe. It doesn't have any stimulants. When you read the labels on a lot of the allergy products out there, you will see there, don't take with blood pressure, thyroid, diabetes, and heart problems. It's a stimulant. It can make you very excited. It can also make you very tired, depending on which one you use. I get it. We all want to feel better. And, you know, I was in the drugstore the other day, and I walked down that aisle, and there was probably 30 people picking up boxes and just trying to find something, sneezing, tissues flying everywhere, and everybody's rubbing their eyes, rubbing their nose, coughing. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness. You know, and, you know, they're going to pick something. Most of the time, what we do is we pick the box or the bottle that has most and more of the annoying things we're dealing with listed on there, and we grab a multi-symptom product. I get it. You know, we've all done it. I've been there. I remember when I used to suffer terribly. You know, you want to do anything you can just to get through the day, because it's not only annoying, it's just so irritating to deal with allergies. So, no, you're right in the perfect time right now. I would go get some Las Vegas mix. Make sure that you're protecting yourself. You know, a good probiotic, people don't think about probiotics, but probiotics work in your intestinal tract where your immune system needs to be, you know, enhanced. So get yourself a good multiple vitamin, get some extra vitamin C, make sure you're watching your diet, cut out as much of your glue food as possible, anything that is mucus forming, a lot more of the flushing foods like fruit and vegetables and soups, lots of good healthy protein, plenty of water. Make sure you're drinking even more water than you do Even when it gets hotter in the summer. Right now, the better hydrated you are, the best. Now, some extra tips for allergy season. If you really have it bad, remember that all that stuff that's out in the air ends up on your clothes, on your hair, and on your skin. So if you really have it bad, come in your house, hang up your keys, go in your laundry room, shed your clothes. Throw your clothes in the washing machine. Leave your shoes downstairs so you're not tracking everything through the house. The best thing you could do at the end of the day when you get home is take a shower. Go in and rinse all of that pollen off your hair and your skin, because you know what happens. Most of us come home, we sit down on the couch, you lay across the bed, all that pollen redistributes in the house, on the bed, on the sheets, on the couch, on the chairs, and then every time you sit on it, it releases it into the air, and it's like you're outside all night long. So the best thing you can do is just shed your clothes. Go to the laundry room. If you're not going to wash then put them in the hamper. Leave them in there. Leave your shoes downstairs. Go upstairs, jump in a quick shower, rinse the pollen off your skin and your hair. The other thing you want to do is change your filters as often as possible. Now, remember when you change your filters, most of us will do the same thing. We'll change the filter, put the new filter in, walk through the house, down the stairs, through the living room, and as you do it, you bump into tables, bump into the banister, bump into your leg, and all of the pollen on those filters just fly out into the air, and they're recirculated once again. What I have found to be the best suggestion, because my clumsiness and all that stuff involved, I will take it out, put it right in a garbage bag and tie it right at the spot. Put the new filter in and then carry the garbage bag through the house, because it's locked up inside and I'm not going to bump it or release any of that stuff back into the air. And I try to change my filters once a week during this time of the year. You can buy those boxes of cheap filters. And then you could just change them every single week, because it does make a difference to have cleaner filters to be absorbing. Because when they get full, you know, things loosen, particles redistribute into the air, you know. So I just find that, you know, during April and May, I try to change it once a week. And I have two filters for two units. So I just change them both, you know, try to change them every week, because it really does make a difference to have clean filters in the house. If you really have a hard time with your allergies and you're really dry, think about a humidifier. Sometimes an essential oil diffuser, and there's some great diffusers that stay healthy. Sometimes using a little eucalyptus or peppermint oil in the air can really help your breathing as well. So you can use diffusers. They're wonderful. They're very safe. I think that you'll find them to be very, very effective. So I know you asked me about Las Vegas Mix, but those other things really do go hand in hand. And please make sure that you're hydrating as much as you possibly can. If your sinuses are a mess, you can pick up a neti pot and then pick up some of the salt that goes with it. A neti pot is a very awkward little ceramic teapot that you put the spout into one nostril, and as you pour it up, it actually goes up to the sinuses and all of the pollen and the mucus come out the other nostril. It's something you probably want to do in the shower because it's messy, but it's a great way to flush your sinus glands in a very safe and healthy way with no chemicals. So all of that together adds up to a healthier allergy season. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of your great questions. Thank you for these, and keep them coming. Remember to make sure you like my Facebook page, Dr. Jeffrey Burke, because I answer questions on there as well. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go away.
I'm Joan Robinson, co-founder of Cedar Bear Naturals Liquid Herbal Products. We developed our children's liquid herbal formulas when our own children were young. Kids can't swallow pills and won't take anything that tastes yucky. So we made our herbs taste great, work great, easy to use, and they're totally alcohol-free, so you can be confident that they are good for you and your kids.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system. From bone health to heart health and beyond, whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamen. Zyflamen is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamen has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamen for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Did you know that Americans consume, on average, 135 pounds of sugar per person per year? Get the lowdown on sugar and on GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Stay Healthy on South Rancho Drive in Las Vegas. GlucoCare, also known as Glucosim, has been clinically proven in 27 published clinical trials. Herbs like Gymnema, Google, Bitter Melon, and Garcinia help maintain blood sugar levels within the normal range. GlucoCare also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels, along with supporting normally functioning cells of the pancreas. You'll find it at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Shopping Center. Call 877-2494. That's 877-2494. GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare is available at Stay Healthy in Las Vegas. For quality products, knowledgeable staff, and memorable service, come to Stay Healthy, where we promote wellness.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to your one-stop, full-service location, Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, and they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, so longevity is definitely on their side. They have the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the greatest selection of the high-quality products that you should be choosing from, and all of that relevant information that we need to be able to make our wise, healthy, decisive choices about how we proceed and how we take care of our health. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Take time to become part of the Stay Healthy family. You will be very glad that you did, and your body will thank you for it. So we're doing question and answer today, a little bit on many different topics. So hopefully I'll hit on some of the things that you're interested in. Jeff, I hear you talk with Lou all the time about Topperson. I pick some up for myself and for my mom. Both of us have sore muscles and some arthritis situations, and it's really made a dramatic difference. I also love it that it has no smell. My question is, I have a teenager that's 13 going through massive growing pains. We went to the doctor. The doctor says, you know, he's going through growing pains. You know, you just have to kind of go with the flow. Had me give him a calcium and magnesium, which is helping a little bit. I was wondering, can he rub the Topperson on his legs and his calves? Because it seems like he's growing upward all from the bottom. Yeah, absolutely. There's no reason. It's a homeopathic topical formula. I have a lot of people that use it. I've had people that have used it on infants, on their legs and their feet. So no, absolutely no problem at all. I would get him his own bottle and he can put it on his legs and his calves and his feet before he goes to bed. He'll probably rest better. Will he still have the growing pains? Yeah, he's going to have them until he, you know, stops having them. That's the way it is. You're not going to stop them. It's just the body communicating that you're making some changes and that it's growing. So, but boy, I'll tell you what, I wish they would have had Topperson when we were kids. I think a lot of us that went through those massive growth spurts would have loved to have something we could rub on our muscles because we didn't have anything. So, yes, I think it'd be a great idea. And take the bottle, share it with his pediatrician or his general practitioner. I'm sure they'll say absolutely perfectly fine. Now, you could also keep in mind the topical magnesium oil. Magnesium oil is quite interesting. You know, I'm a huge believer in magnesium. And I think everybody probably could benefit for some internal magnesium, be it in the capsules. I like the powders. I like the Garden of Life magnesium. I think it's wonderful. For you can drink it cold or hot. A lot of times people think it's always potassium that's the problem, but many times it's magnesium. So I'm a big believer in using it internally. I had never used the oil before. And I had someone rub some on my neck one time because I didn't have any Topperson, but they had magnesium oil. And they rubbed it on my neck and my shoulders because that seems to be my weak spot and leads me to headaches. And my neck was quite sore. And they rubbed the magnesium oil on it. And it was very quickly noticeable to me that it made a difference. And then it just penetrated right into the muscle, right through the skin. And I had never tried it before. So I've been recommending a lot of the magnesium oil. You can get that at Stay Healthy. They have some really good choices of the magnesium oil to choose from. But, you know, it's nice to have to use when you need it. And it's nice to have it for those times when something just pops up. You know, let's say that you just overdid it. Got the weekend warrior thing going on and you want to rub your muscles down. It's really nice to have somebody rub you down with it, like right after a shower or a bath, because your skin is really warm and it'll really penetrate right deep into the muscle. So either one would be fine for both adults and kids. With your teenager, I would keep both of them in mind. One might work better. You might want to try one for a couple nights and then try the other one. He'll be the first one to tell you which one's working the best. Okay, let me see. Dear Jeff, I heard you were part of a show that you were doing on garlic a couple months ago, and I never really got around to doing it, but now I'm hearing even more. I read another article on garlic the other day. I like garlic. I just can't handle the smell. I love it in my food. It tastes so good, but it takes 3 days to get it off my tongue, and it seems like it comes through my skin at the gym when I'm sweating. So I love it, but it seems like it doesn't like me. I want to take garlic. I've tried it in the past, but the smell comes through my skin again. Did you say that this was odorless garlic and I don't have to deal with the smell? Yeah, I was talking with Jay Levy and we were talking about the line of garlic products from Kyolic. Kyolic is aged. It doesn't have any smell. It's sociable, odorless garlic. There are many, many formulas to choose from. I would say start with one of the basic formulas, like the green formula. It's just a basic formula. You may find one that you want to try because they do add things to their other formulas to make them more kind of condition specific. I think you'll be perfectly fine. I recommend taking it with food. There is no smell. It doesn't come through the skin. You don't smell like an Italian dinner. It's not on your breath, so that's good as well. But you get all the amazing benefits, and there are hundreds and hundreds of studies on this line. You can go to PubMed.gov and pull up the Kyolic garlic and see the amazing studies that have been done, and more studies always being done. They're very, very much into publishing the studies on their line. So no, that's what I was talking about, was the Kyolic garlic. Big believer. I think that you're going to see amazing benefits in many different areas. So yeah, I think it's part of and should be part of most of our regimes every day. A lot of people don't think about garlic, but I think they're missing the boat by not thinking about it. Okay, let me see. Jeff, I heard you talk recently about using your knowledge for giving people a little bit of an edge on maybe preparing themselves for a dialogue with their doctor. My question is, I don't know how to bring up the topic of anxiety with my doctor. I'm always afraid when you mention depression and anxiety that you're going to be judged. And maybe that's because I come from a family where judging is just part of an everyday occurrence. And I want to bring up the topic with my doctor, and I would like to be able to talk with them about maybe some natural alternatives and complements before jumping right into medication. Any suggestions? Well, yeah, I would just bring up the topic. The topic is between you and your doctor, and I don't think that your doctor is going to judge you. I said, if your family is doing that, that's your family. That's their problem. They have to deal with it. And if it is best for you to keep it between you and your doctor and not share it with your family, that's a personal choice on your side. And I would say absolutely. It really doesn't involve them at the time because you're trying to deal with your own situations. So I would bring up the conversation with your doctor. I would see what they have to say, he or she. If you're not happy and they're only drug oriented and they don't have any knowledge, then I would find myself another doctor. I would find myself a doctor and or a therapist that could give you some good information and let them know that you are thinking about trying things on a more natural level first and realizing, you know, that there could be a situation where you may have a choice of being able to, you know, do something, you know, differently and in a more natural setting, you'd like to go that way first. There's plenty of physicians out there that do come from that side of the fence. They're not all just drug oriented. Now, that being said, anxiety and depression is very, very is a very, very detailed situation, and everybody goes through different things, different ways, and they process their depression and anxiety differently. And a lot of people get very misguided, and a lot of them don't get any support, and they end up doing really bad things. And, you know, and I don't ever want that to happen. So I would make sure that you were going for someone that had the knowledge, but also, you know, had enough chutzpah, I guess I would say, to be able to tell you if you are in a category where maybe it's more serious than you think, and maybe the natural might not give you enough at this point in time. And then also be able to have that respect and that dialogue and that camaraderie with your physician to realize that sometimes, you know, our value systems don't outweigh the actual present intensity of the problem. You know, and I'll tell you a story that goes along with this. I have a very good friend that's been battling anxiety and depression for years, and he decided to do it naturally, and he was doing okay. But the problem with it was, is there was so much underlying stuff that, you know, he wasn't getting to the crux of the problem. He had no support from his family. His friends were not supportive at all. I think he needed a new family and a new circle of friends, to be honest with you. And I finally heard from his sister that he tried to commit suicide. When I finally connected with him, luckily it didn't happen, I finally told him, I said, look, I've been quiet for a long time, but you need to go see a therapist. This is deeper and more entrenched than you think it is, and you may not be a candidate for something natural. So he agreed, and we found a therapist that he went to see that he really, really liked. And after a couple sessions, he gave in and decided to start the medication, which he did need. And the doctor was very, very adamant about him, you know, starting slowly and not jumping into a gigantic amount and still staying naturally oriented and taking good vitamins and good diet. This was a great doctor. And it was about a month later when I heard from him and I said, how are you? And he said, I'm the best I've been in decades. He said, thank you for your conversation. He said, you know, sometimes people don't want to be honest. They just want to be critical. And some people don't want to be supportive. They want to be cynical, you know, and, you know, it's all about their mission rather than what the person is going through. And he goes, I think that's what happened, you know, and I just had it. And I made a half-hearted attempt at taking my life. And I said, are we through that now? And he goes, absolutely. He said, you know, it was foolish and ridiculous. And maybe I needed to go through that to have a wake-up call. So he's doing really, really good now. Not everybody needs to go to those lengths, but those lengths are there for that reason. Now, there are amazing nutritional supplements that are so good, and there are some therapists that send people in to stay healthy for the Sunny Mood from Irwin Naturals, or the Anxiety from Life Seasons. There's also great things that are used to help you get a better night's rest, which can dramatically make a difference in your mood. You know, there's a lot of different factors. A healthier diet can help your mood. You know, exercise can help your mood. You know, kicking negativity to the curb and maybe finding a less negative surroundings around you can make a difference, because we do become a product of our environment. And it's very, very scary to me to think that it's going to be something that we have to focus on our own, because we don't have to focus on it on our own. There's people to help you. You know, so today I see more younger people that are dealing and battling depression and anxiety, much, much younger people. And the risk of suicide and them taking their lives is very, very high. And I don't know whether it's happening because their coping mechanisms are not strong, or they haven't been taught, or because they don't get support, or they just don't think that it's serious enough to reach out and ask for help. You know, remember we were taught when we were growing up that, you know, the only stupid question is one you don't ask. Maybe we should apply that to this and say, you know, don't be foolish and not reach out just because you don't want to look a certain way to a certain group of people. You know, and if you do have this, talk to someone, talk to a medical practitioner, talk to a member of the clergy, talk to a trusted friend that you know, talk to someone older. Talk to someone that you know you can talk to, have a conversation, and it will stay within that conversation. But don't hold on to this on your own. But there are amazing natural things that I've seen people been able to make dramatic changes. But there are going to be those times, and there are going to be those situations where we can go ahead and realize that reaching out for help is a good thing. And this is a big issue. People don't think it is, but it's a big issue. The opioid crisis, anxiety, depression, these are huge issues that are not talked about as much as they should. You know, I think for the longest time, we were told to stand in the shadows and quietly deal with our anxiety and our depression. And, you know, I think that mentality has kind of stayed with us for a long time. I think that's the worst thing to do. I think you should be the squeaky oil or squeaky wheel to get the oil. I think you should reach out and talk to people. I don't think you should try to bear it on your own, because that's where lack of success usually happens. Okay. Next question. Dear Jeff, I saw that probiotics now come on a shelf and don't have to be refrigerated. I know I've been listening to you for years and years and decades and decades and decades, over 30 years. How do you feel about this? Because I thought we always wanted them refrigerated. We did. It's the craziest thing. And yes, I agree. And thank you for listening for so long. But, you know, there was a mentality that, you know, if your probiotics were not refrigerated, they're not going to work, or they're going to die and you're not going to have any potency left. But as most things in this amazing industry, things have changed. They found ways to be able to sustain potency on a shelf. They found ways of being able to have full potency at the end of the expiration. And I'll tell you what, when you travel, trying to take that refrigerated one with you, get to the hotel, put it in the refrigerator, put it in a little container with some ice on it to keep it chilled, and then be able to, you know, empty it out every day, add more ice so it stays nice and cold, and then get home and get in the refrigerator as fast as you get home. That's a pain in the butt, you know, but we did it because we wanted our probiotics, especially when we're traveling. But now, you know, when I travel, I can take a shelf stable. I don't have to refrigerate it. I can just leave it sitting there on the counter in the bathroom, you know, and brush my teeth, take my probiotics. At night, brush my teeth, take my probiotics, and not have to worry about remembering or keeping it cold or worrying about losing the benefit. So, like I said, you know, things have changed. Yes, I've become a believer because I've seen the studies, and I never, ever thought that I would ever, ever want a probiotic that sat on a shelf. But you know, I've learned that things have changed dramatically. So, you know, I'm wide open because, you know, it's a changing world out there, and the studies are really making things easier and better and, you know, more flexible for us. Let me see. Dear Jeff, I use the bone broth and I've been having it every single morning. And for the heck of it, I decided to get that multi-collagen Dr. Axe. And then I started adding that to the bone broth in my smoothie every day. And my fingernails started growing for the first time. Now, they usually grow, but then they tear and they're brittle and they're really unhealthy looking. But oh my goodness, what a dramatic difference. And my skin seems like it's healthier than before. Can I do those together? Is it too much? No, not at all. You're just adding extra really good quality collagen along with collagen source from your bone broth. And then you get the protein in the bone broth as well. Absolutely not a problem. Many people do this. Many people like to put their favorite bone broth in there, add their almond milk and their fruit and all that good stuff, and then put an extra scoop of the collagen. I know people that do that. And then they also add the collagen to their coffee and to their soups. To different kinds of things throughout the day. I have a friend that takes her collagen and puts it in her salsa that she has every day when she gets home for her snack. So no, you're not going to use too much. It's going to be great for your joints. It's great for skin. It's great for all the connective tissue in the body. Collagen is amazing. And you'll see a difference in your skin, in the texture of your skin. I think that's what most people will usually send me a note and say, my skin looks different. Well, you know, if you have a garden and you don't water it, you know, your plants die. Or if you give it water once in a while, it gets weak and kind of grows slowly. But if you fertilize that garden and you water it all the time and you tend to it and you pick the weeds and you do all that, what do you get? You get a dynamic garden with healthy, big plants that produce beautiful blooms and beautiful vegetables and fruit because you've tended. Our bodies are the same way. If we take the time to tend them, we take time to focus and take time to take care of them, they're going to do better. And they're going to be able to make a dramatic difference in how they're doing. So yeah, I think it's amazing. I think it's great. I think that we allow ourselves to really have a wonderful way of approaching our health, but we have to focus. We have to realize that we have to do some things and we have to do a little bit of behind the scenes work. But don't do it without knowledge and don't do it without asking questions. Because you know the worst thing is to spend a lot of time, a lot of energy, and waste money on something where you end up going completely in the wrong direction because you didn't take one more minute to ask a question. Ask questions. Go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Bring your questions with you. They'll guide you in the right area because they only carry the best products in every single genre, every single department. They're going to be able to make recommendations that make a difference. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. You'll see them in the Smith's Plaza over there. They've been there for the longest time. They're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to go to their webpage. It's stayhealthylasvegas.com. It's a great webpage. It's loaded with layers of great information. But one of the best things about it is it allows you to be able to get your questions answered. And you're going to go in there and see the best of the best in every department. You're going to see their prices are awesome, which is also a great thing. But you're going to create a relationship with people that have the flexibility to be able to take time to answer your questions. In this self-service world that we live in, it's nice to go somewhere where full service is just part of the day. They will make sure that you are greeted. They'll make sure that you get your information. They'll make sure that your questions are answered. And then they'll also make sure that you are getting the best information to make those wise, healthy decisions. And they really take the time to do that. Anybody that I've ever, you know, sent to Stay Healthy, I hear from people all the time, thank you for sending me there. I had no idea that I was heading in the wrong direction. I had no idea that I was wasting my time and my energy and my money. You know, thank you for sending me there. You know, I can't wait to go back. I take my friends and my coworkers there now all the time. And if you're there for any period of time, you'll see people dragging their friends and family members and coworkers and neighbors and all that stuff into the Stay Healthy store because it really, really does make a difference on, I guess I would say, in the big picture when you have people guiding you. You'll find them once again, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Remember to enter your email on their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And when you'll start getting newsletters, you'll start learning more. You'll start working on your own education and information. You'll start getting coupons to use at the store. And when you're on their webpage, make sure to read those industry articles that are on the homepage. This is good stuff, stuff that you will be able to process and learn from. It's relevant information for today's world. And because they change those articles a lot, no matter when you pop in there, you're going to find two or three articles that you may not have read. Read them. Take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, read those. Because everybody always says, I didn't know, I wish I had known. Well, this is how you learn. You take a couple minutes and you read industry articles on relevant topics for today's world, and that's what they provide on their webpage. Don't forget to give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. I want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in. I've got some very longtime listeners that have been with me well over 30, 35 years, and I've waited on their friends, their family, their families' families, their kids' kids, you know, so I love it that everybody today is still really interested in learning. I bring you the topics that I think are relevant, the things we should be talking about every single day, the things we really kind of need to talk about because they have to do with today's world. And most of us just don't take the time to ask questions and to do our homework. But we'll research the new iPhone. We'll research the newest computers and laptops. We'll take time to do all that. But we won't take the time to ask questions and do the research we need to have a better, healthier way of living. Take the time. Your body will love you. You'll have a better, healthier life. You'll have more energy. You'll sleep better. Your immune system will be stronger. Just ask questions and learn everything you possibly can. Remember, if you can't tune in live to my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're on my webpage, and they're put there daily at drjeffreyburke.com. You can click on the archive icon, download the shows that you want to listen to, on your time schedule and listen to them and learn as much as you can. I hope you have an awesome day, everyone. Be healthy and God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.